desperate for you in our life. I was out cleaning up the yard the other day. You know, I know a lot of you probably been doing that, cleaning up your yards. And I was out in the back, and I noticed sticking up out of the ground was a CD laying there. And I bent down, picked up the CD, and looked at it, and I realized it was one of my son Eric's CDs. And for those of you that don't know, my son Eric used to be into rap, gangster, what's called gangster rap. It's hardcore rap. You know, they talk about killing people, suicide, and talk about, I mean, the whole picking songs are four-letter words. And my son was running with people that were doing drugs, and it was just in our eyes, it looked like a hopeless situation. And all we had was the Lord. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Have you ever been in a situation where you said, Lord, if you don't come through, I don't know what I'm going to do? Well, we were at that point, my wife, and I know you've probably heard me tell you this before, but just feel like somebody in here might need to hear it. But my wife and I began to pray for our son Eric, and we literally go in and cry. I mean, I'm just not using the word cry as an emotional word, but I'm saying we would literally cry in his room, just on our knees, anointing the bed and the walls. I know some of you may think that's crazy, but we were just pressing in for our son, hoping that God would do something. Hope. We had hope in the Lord. Anyway, and the Lord miraculously saved him, and he's been a blessing. But I want to ask Eric if he'd come today and sing this one song I'd like for you to hear. So if you have a son or a daughter that is away from the Lord, or even a loved one, a husband, a wife, the Lord knows. He cares. He loves them.
See, what the Holy Spirit does is quicken us to change our minds from success, money, things, to Jesus. Holy Spirit promotes Jesus. He speaks of Jesus. He quickens us to change our minds to follow Jesus. When you pray for the one that's lost, when you pray for that one that's far away from God, pray that there would be a radical change. Pray that it will be a Holy Spirit touching, changing, revolutionizing thing. And when you give your heart completely over to Jesus in prayer and intercession, there's nothing that can hold that answer back. The only postponing to that answer is just time. It's only a matter of time. Give yourselves to prayer for those ones, that they will change their minds from seeking success. Jesus never called us to seek success, but Him. He never called us to seek money, but Him. He never called us to seek things, but Him. And this is how that song goes. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather have Him than have riches untold. And I'd rather have Jesus, yes, than houses or land. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hand than to be the key of a masked old man and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have my Jesus than have that this world affords today. World affords today.